Customs House on Ellis Island in the harbor of New York City, Chief Dines and his usually able assistant, Bill Hartwell, are very much upset over the fact that up to the present time, they've been unable to discover the method by which diamonds and gems are being smuggled into the city. Let us hear how they solve the mystery.
Dines speaking.
Who?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't help what the papers say. I know it looks bad, but we're doing all we can. Sure. Well, that's all anybody can do. Sure. Now, here's Hartwell now. He just came in. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Chief.
Well, we'll get busy right away. Yeah. Thanks for the tip. So long.
Anything hot?
Another bunch of those diamonds just showed up at Katie's on 8th Avenue.
Got any dope on them?
Oh, nothing sure.
Well, what's on your mind?
Plenty. Now, we're in a tough spot.
Yeah. I bought a Times on the way down. They got a spread all over the front page. Want to see it?
I have seen it. If we don't get a break soon, our office will be the laughingstock of the whole department.
Not only that, but those birds down in Washington will begin to sit up and take notice. And that'll mean a shakedown.
Well, can you blame them? Look at those scareheads. Customs officials baffled. Amazing influx of smuggled diamonds baffle customs. And makes us look like a couple of hicks.
Well, I suppose it's all in a day's work. But what have we got to work on?
I've got a hunch that may lead to something.
What is it?
Well, here's the dope. About 2 months ago in Rotterdam, a large collection of valuable diamonds and other gems was sold by a Prince Kem Abdi Singh from India. Now, there was nothing wrong with the prince selling his valuables, but what made me curious was the fact that these gems were turned over to a certain John Baxter, and that this sale took place about 3 weeks before those diamonds began to show up over here.
And your hunch is that this Baxter bought them up and has been smuggling them into New York?
It looks like it.
You call that a hunch? Looks to me like a cinch.
It isn't as good as it looks. Now, we know where they came from. And we're pretty sure that they were smuggled in here.
Bert Baxter.
I think he's fine. At any rate, there's no American diamond buyer by that name.
Well, we got something to work on, and that's more than we had before.
Now listen, we'll play up the hunch. I'll go uptown and investigate this bunch of diamonds that just showed up at Katie's, while you cable London and get the lowdown on this man Baxter.
Okay, Chief. I think we got him.
Good.
We're on the trail of the weirdest racket I ever heard of.
And when you've been in this office as long as I have, Bill, you won't be surprised at anything. But let's have it.
Well, I cabled our secret agent in London to get the dope on our John Baxter. He's a live one, all right. I gave them orders to trail Baxter, and this is the report I got. Shall I read it?
Shoot.
acting per instructions, located John Baxter at residence 143 Tottenham Court Road. Clerk by profession, but does not work. Apparently has unlimited resources. Is interested in buying precious stones, particularly diamonds. Recently bought entire collection of valuable diamonds at sale in Rotterdam. Not able to trace stones purchased. Baxter, undoubtedly agent for powerful organization. What do you think of that?
It looks as though he's our man.
He's one of them, all right. And if my dope's correct, we've solved the puzzle.
Well, you've got a hot lead. Now go ahead and follow it up.
Chief, the Berengaria docks tomorrow, don't she?
Tomorrow noon. Say, what are you driving at?
I'm not quite sure, but I got a big hunch we'll uncover the leak.
Have your baggage ready.
Inspector.
Hello, Hartwell. What brings you down here? Meeting friends off the boat?
May I speak with you a moment?
Sure.
It's important.
Oh. Take my station a moment, Jim. What is it, Hartwell?
There's a rough box listed on this boat, isn't there?
Why, yes, there is.
Anyone traveling with it?
Let me see. Yes. A man named Cranshaw, according to the passenger list.
Has he passed inspection yet?
Not yet.
Will you point him out to me when he does?
Sure. Anything wrong?
I think so. You just give me the high sign when you get to his baggage. Drop something out of his grip.
Okay. All right, Jim.
Well, hello, Bill. I got held up in traffic. Anything stirring?
Not yet, Chief, but there will be in a few minutes.
Your hunch working out all right?
It is so far.
Got your man spotted?
Yeah. The inspector's going to tip us off when he goes through his baggage.
Oh, then we'd better work over that way a little so he can't get away from us.
Look. Watch the inspector. That's it. He dropped something out of that grip. That's our man, the one in the gray suit. Let's go.
Okay.
Well, I guess everything's all shipshape with you. Your baggage is all right. Sorry I dropped your ties on the floor. All right, who's next?
Just a minute, Mr. Cranshaw.
What do you want?
You're under arrest.
No, no, I'm not. Don't let that man get away. Get up, leave me or I'll have
you. Help! No!
You got him, Hartwell. You got him.
Get his gun and put the bracelets on him. We'll see how badly he's hurt. Call a doctor, son.
Come on, come on. Get up, Cranshaw. Can you walk?
No. My hip's broken, I think.
The doc will be here in a minute. You better stay with Cranshaw, Chief. I'm going down and have a look at something. Well, Chief, I think our job's about done.
Your job, you mean? You've been about two jumps ahead of me.
Well, you see, I didn't like to say anything until I was sure I had the goods. If I'd told you my hunch, you'd have thought I was crazy. How's Cranshaw?
And Doc says he'll come out of it all right. Just a flesh wound.
Will he talk?
No. Not till he sees a lawyer.
Well, he may change his mind before we're through, Chief.
Well, don't you think you'd better let me in on the secret now, Bill?
Okay. Well, in the next room, the doctor from headquarters is performing a sort of autopsy.
Autopsy? I don't get you.
I found this Cranshaw was traveling with a casket. I had it brought in here and opened up. And sure enough, it contained a body, all right.
Well?
Well, Chief, this corpse is going to be the solution of our mystery. You remember when I cabled London about Baxter? Well, I did a little cabling on my own account. In the shipping company's record, this box is supposed to contain the body of Ralph Cranshaw, an American, who died in Manchester, England, May the 4th, and to be shipped to Harold Cranshaw, Manorville, Long Island, for interment.
Well?
Here's the joker. This box don't contain the body of Ralph Cranshaw.
What?
It's just a nameless one from a London morgue, bought by this man Cranshaw, who's supposed to be an uncle of the deceased. Well, this must be the ambulance squad with Cranshaw.
Well, come in, boys. Sit down there, Cranshaw. Well, you ready to talk yet?
No. You'll never get me to talk, you dirty little...
Oh, no?
Chief!
Yeah?
Chief! Look at this. You were right, Hartwell.
What is it, Doctor? Let me see.
I examined that body, and sure enough, there was an incision in the back.
And this sack was inside.
Sack? I give it here. Sure tied tight enough. There.
There you are. Diamonds.
Well, I'll be... Hartwell, you weren't exaggerating when you said this was a new racket. Well, Crenshaw, are you ready to talk now?
No, I'm not. I wouldn't squawk if you burned me.
You'll make it a whole lot easier for yourself if you come clean.
Not in a million years. You wise guys got it on me, all right. So let's let it go at that. If I hadn't bought this corpse right under the nose of those London dicks, you never would have tumbled.
He's right, Chief. I was tipped off that he was buying several bodies for our friend John Baxter. And putting two and two together, I had a hunch that the diamonds were in those bodies.
Well, Hartwell, when you get any more hunches like that, let me know, will you? I'll see that you get a promotion for this.
Thanks, Chief.
Yeah, there's the wagon. Load Crenshaw in and we'll call it a day.